Well, I'm not sure if you've heard of Planet Fitness, but according to a Fox Business News story, there's a fitness chain in the US, it's called Planet Fitness, and critics are saying, go woke, go broke, calling on the top fitness chain to receive the Bud Light treatment after an uproar over its transgender locker room policy created a social media stir. Let's check it out. So Planet Fitness has revoked the gym membership of a woman, Patricia Silva, who complained about a man shaving in the women's locker room, the changing room, while a 12-year-old girl wrapped in a towel was present. In a March 11th post on Twitter, or X as it's now called, the former Alaska Planet Fitness member shared a photo she took of the adult man shaving at a sink in the women's bathroom area. As you can see there, clearly a dude. And in the video recapping the incident, the woman said she understands the man identifies as a woman, but he is still a man in a private space for women. And she does an explanation. Have a listen to her. She records this just after she's come out of Planet Fitness.
Today, I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right. I just thought I'd say it out loud.
Well, she was right. And rightly irate that a young girl who could have been 12 years old, she said, was exposed to the same nude man. She stood in the same room in a towel and kind of freaked out. Now, she updated her video when she got home.
Privacy should be respected in a women's or man's space. I would not want to see women going into men's restrooms. That's the fact. No more than having a man in a woman's restroom, locker room, sports team, really. But the important thing is there are little kids that go in and out of that Planet Fitness with their mothers. They get naked, they shower. These young girls, teenagers, barely teenagers, they're in and out of there. And who gives the right for a man to even invade that space? That was the point. But you know, I think that man is just trying to prove a point. I think he just eats it up, goes home and visits with the other little buddies and talks about, yeah, I was in there shaving today and nobody could say a word to me. I could see him doing that. Unfortunately, but we can't allow it to happen, okay? Let's try to shut that down in the places that you work or wherever you eat. You know, just be a voice. Stand up for women's rights. We've almost lost our identity completely to this crazy Obama-Biden world. They began all that way back when Obama was around the country. Now it's O'Biden. But anyway, politics another time. I do have an opinion on that. Have a great day.
All right. Well, the Alaskan woman then updated what happened the following day.
Alaska, day two of Planet Fitness saga. I came in Monday. There's a man in the women's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner, she could have been 12 years old, I don't know how old she was, in a towel, kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him and I asked him, why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room? And he justified by saying, I'm queer LGB. And I said, you shouldn't be in the women's locker room. Well, I left. And as I said this morning, I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the women's locker room, the man with the penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her. So people, I just want you to know, this is weird, it's not good, it's rather disturbing. So I would like for you women to stand up and have a voice and stop the shenanigans. You have authority, use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. And so I'm probably going to go report this to the police today, but I just want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there and own it, thank you so much for canceling my membership. You saved me the trip. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, in response to an inquiry from the Christian Post, the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Planet Fitness said that the company is committed to creating an inclusive environment. And quote, our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity. The member who posted on social media violated our mobile device policy that prohibits taking photos of individuals in the locker room, which resulted in their membership being terminated, end quote. Now, yeah, and you see their genuinely held self-identity. Now, apparently, their policy says that, you'll see there, judgment-free zone, apparently. Some members may feel uncomfortable with a transgender member using the same locker rooms, facilities, bathrooms, showers, or other facilities. Note that there, it says showers. This discomfort is not a reason to deny access to the transgender member. Discomfort? Yeah, apparently it's got nothing to do with privacy, decency, protecting women who may be victims of sexual violence, young children, not providing a playground for pedophiles and perverts. No, it's all about the discomfort of people who believe in biology. So as you can see, they're a judgment-free zone, but only if you agree with their policy on dudes in female changing rooms. If they don't, they'll judge you. As one commentator said, you can exercise everything but your right to privacy in at the gym. Now, she also approached the Fairbanks Police Department in Alaska about the incident, but was told, she said, to back off. The company, Planet Fitness, has a long and unflattering past of siding with trans activists over women who feel victimized by their male presence. In 2015, Yvette Cornier, a member of a Michigan branch, had the exact same experience. Well before, this is 2015, before the whole thing had risen to public prominence, and she complained to the desk that there was a man in her restroom. She was shocked to find the on-duty staff taking the side of the transgender woman. Stunned, she contacted Planet Fitness's corporate office, where she heard more of the same. The gym, she was told, is a no-judgment zone, but apparently not for everyone. And when she started warning women about the policy, Planet Fitness revoked her membership. There was even some coverage of this here in New Zealand. Stuff was very excited. They said an American gym has been lauded for taking a strong stand after a customer violated their no judgment policy, terminating her membership after she complained about a transgender gym goer. And unfortunately for Stuff, the woman sued Planet Fitness because she said the company hadn't done enough to inform her that dudes would be in the women's changing area. And then there was a case in Leesburg, Florida, 6 years ago, where the same thing happened. Mrs. H confronted the man in her locker room, told him to leave. For more than an hour, he refused to go, watching every woman coming and going from his spot near the door. And despite a male employee observing his behavior being over the top, staff didn't intervene, asked him to finish his business, but permitted him to monopolize the woman's locker room. And despite the backlash and calls for boycotts, Planet Fitness has received support from LGBTQ plus advocacy groups and others who applaud the gym for its stance on non-discrimination and its commitment to creating an inclusive environment for all members, a little bit like Stuff did. Of course, that meant that after the latest one in Alaska, the cartoons came out, this one, you know, don't stop undressing. That's transphobic. And Babylon Bee, Planet Fitness, the Babylon Bee is a satirical site, but true to form, they said Planet Fitness rated the best gym in America by the National Association of Perverts. Now, one last thing to note. After the Planet Fitness in Alaska cancelled the woman's membership, the company lost roughly 15% of its stock price in less than 2 weeks. That's about $400 million. Let me show you the graph here. As you can see, it's bounced back again, and the black circle is kind of that period where the woman was cancelled from Alaska for expressing concern. But their overall trend over the last year, which is what this chart shows, is not a good sign for investors. And this latest wokeness won't help. The real test is going to be just how many memberships they've lost through all of this. Will they go woke, go broke? Well, watch this space. Now, you may be saying, have we had this issue in New Zealand? Well, yep, we did, back in 2018. In Wellington, of course. Now, according to News Hub's report, a transgender woman says she was turned away from a women's only gym in central Wellington and told she would need to have gender reassignment surgery to join. Penelope Mansell visited Revive Fitness on Willis Street on Monday to ask about joining and was told that the gym's policy was that transgender people are medically authenticated, she claims. Revive has three gyms across the city and markets itself as a gym for all women. The 38-year-old has legally changed her gender to female on the birth certificate and legal documents, but despite this, she was asked to provide evidence that she'd had sex reassignment surgery. She feels she's discriminated against and was left distressed after being turned away. Revive said it would be looking into its policy and speaking to rainbow organisations in Wellington following the incident. Yeah, now Revive Fitness basically are saying they require more than just legal documentation proving womanhood. It requires affirmation of sexual reassignment surgery, but of course still a dude. And in fact, the New Zealand Herald did some coverage of the issue.
I contacted the gym and they told me that they are looking to review their policy, so that might be a bit of good news for you. Not sure you're particularly pleased about that or not, or you...
No apology or anything. I mean, I found the gym back this morning for some sort of some agreement.
Yeah.
And the reception feature wasn't available to me.
Right. So you haven't been, you haven't received an apology or an explanation from the manager of the gym at all?
No, thank you. No apology.
And why did you want to join a women-only gym?
Because I feel safe in a woman.
You feel safer? Yeah.
It may be empowering.
Well, I'm not sure whether the gym actually changed their policy, in which case a lot of women wouldn't have been comfortable knowing that biological men were going to be there. So I'm not sure whether go woke, go broke is applicable here, but in 2019, the women's only gym folded, perhaps a victim of a culture that can't define biology. What I find is fascinating is that you never hear about biological women who want to identify as male wanting to go into male changing rooms, and men complaining about it. Having been a regular in a men's changing room and toilet area, I can fully understand why. Oh, finally, just by the way, coming very soon, we're launching the wokeup.nz website, which tells you which companies in New Zealand are the wokest. It will be an eye-opener for some. Watch out for that. Let's spend our money with companies that don't hate our values.